Okay, everybody, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah, daf Chaf Aleph, and Shavuot Tov, and a good Vach. And after yesterday's doozy of a daf, today we have something a little bit more straightforward. But again, it's still dealing with the same topic of Kiddush HaChodesh and the months, when we should observe the Yom Tov, etc. Shluchei Beis Din, v'chuli v'chuli. Okay, I'm Rabbi Zeira, and with four lines up here on Chaf Aleph Beis, Rabbi Zeira says, I'm Rabbi Nachman, in the name of Rav Nachman, kol sfeika l'kamei shadinan. And any suffix you have in terms of yontif, so l'kamei shadinan, literally means we throw it forward, but meaning as the Gemara is going to say in a second, we observe 2 days yontif of the 15th and the 16th, right? If in Chutz La'aretz, right? Yontif is the 15th, and the next day is the 16th, is also yontif, right? We don't do it the day before. And that's the Gemara points out, l'meimra the chamesha v'shitza of dinan, our base are law of dinan, right? We keep 15th and 16th, not the 14th. Problem is, right, that's obvious, because the whole suffix is whether Rosh Chodesh was on the 30th or 31st day of the previous month. Again, every month has 29 days, and the only kasha is whether it's full, whether the 2 days Rosh Chodesh, i.e. they also have the 30th day, right, or the 30th day is the first day of the next month. So that's either the 15th or the 16th. Right? In no scenario would you have Rosh Chodesh on the 29th day of the month. That never happens. So why in the world would you think that the 14th is Yontif? So Gemara actually addresses that point. So the only way you could have a scenario where you thought Yontif was on the 15th, but it was actually on the 14th, is if the previous 2 months were Chaser, you had 29 days both in Av and in Elul, so then Yontif could have theoretically fallen out on what you thought was the 14th, but really was the 15th. So the Gemara answers that Treyachi Chasire Kala Islev, that was apparently a very rare occurrence, that 2 months back-to-back would be Chaser. As Rashi gives the example by Pesach, right? The Teves Chisri Mimanushach, the Teves apparently was always Chaser, like the order that they had back then. They used to go 1-1. V'im Isa Chaser the Shvat, and if then the next month, i.e. Shvat, would have been Chaser as well, Kvar Yatza Akol, Lefnei HaPesach. Everybody would have found out about that, because that was apparently very rare, so therefore that was not a scenario that they had to be careful for. Okay. Levi equal the Bavel Bechatzar B'Tishrei. Levi showed up from Eretz Yisrael, showed up in Bavel on the 11th of Tishrei, according to the Babylonian calculations, because they did not get the messengers from Eretz Yisrael. They assumed what we have mentioned before in the Masechta, that Elul is usually Chaser, and therefore they did Yom Kippur 10 days later. And on the 11th of Tishrei, so Levi showed up, and Amar, and he said, "Bisim tavshila de bavlai biyomar rabba de marava." Hey, your food is very good, but in Bavel here on the great day in the West, meaning you guys are eating on the 11th, but really it's Yom Kippur, right? Really, that they were ma'aber the month. They were ma'aber the month, and Elul had 30 days, and therefore it's actually Yom Kippur today. So you guys seem to be eating pretty well for Yom Kippur. So they said to him, not to be salty, but they said, "Okay, asid, so go testify in Beis Din, and I guess we'll fast today as well." He said to them, "Lo shamati mipi Beis Din mekudesh mekudesh." But he said, "I actually didn't hear that from Beis Din." Right? He must have, traveled expecting to get the Bavel on Yom Kippur. And then he was like, "Why are we all not davening today?" But he said that I can't testify in Beis Din because I didn't actually hear it from Mekudesh Mekudesh. I didn't actually hear that from the Beis Din, from the Sanhedrin. And we're going to see on today, and I think it's on Amud Beis. I forget if it's, maybe it's on Amud Aleph, but I think it's on Amud Beis, that the Shluchim have to hear Mekudesh Mekudesh on Tishrei and Nisan. So in that scenario, right, he didn't hear it, so therefore he couldn't testify that was actually the case. But he was telling them, right, basically that they had messed up. Okay, Ma'achris Rabbi Yochanan announced that Kol Eichad Amatu L'Shluchei Nisan V'Amatish L'Chei Tishrei Le'Avdu Trei Yomei. Anywhere for some scenario, again, if you remember that all this keeping 2 days stuff, right, back in the day was dependent on where the Shluchim reached. So in Tishrei and Nisan, those are different traveling conditions. And Pashas is, there's more rain in that in the Nisan areas, not in Tishrei. Or for whatever reason, I'm not sure if that's actually shot, but that's, for whatever reason, if there's shluchim who get somewhere in Nisan, but they don't get there in Tishrei, I guess that's probably not the shot, because that would be the reverse. Either way, in for whatever reason, if the Shluchim of Beis Din do not get to this town in one of those months, so you have to do 2 days Yontif for both of them. Gezerah, as the Gemara says, Nisan Atu Tishrei, because people are going to get, you're going to get confused if you keep 2 days, right? In one scenario, in let's say Tishrei, right, where the shluchim don't come, so you have to keep 2 days. In Nisan, where the shluchim do arrive in time, so then you can keep 1 day. But again, we don't want you to keep keeping 1 day in Tishrei. So therefore, you have to do both of them. Both of them have to keep 2 days. Rabbi Aivu ben Nagri v'Rabbi Chia bar Abba iku lahu asra dehabu mati shluchin Nisan v'lo mati shluchin Tishrei. Sure enough, these rabbanim went to a neighborhood, a village, where the shluchim would show up in Nisan, but they wouldn't get there. They wouldn't, for whatever reason, they couldn't travel. Maybe traffic was, worse. I don't know. But they didn't get there in Tishrei. The Avdi Chayoma v'lo amrilu v'lo midi, and they did 1 day yontif, and then nobody said anything to them. And Shem Rabbi Yochanan v'ikpid, and Rabbi Yochanan got all upset. He heard about it, and he got upset. And amrilu, he said to them, lav amriluchu heicha damat shluchin Nisan v'lo mat shluchin Tishrei le'avet treyomei k'zera Nisan atu Tishrei. Right? Didn't I tell you that this is what you have to do? You have to keep 2 days both places, even though the Edim reached there on one of the months, because again, we don't want people keeping 1 day when the Edim do not get there. Rav Hava Rogil, Davias Yosef B'Tanisa, Trey Yome. Rava, in his righteousness, I guess he was able to do this. I definitely don't recommend it, but he was able to fast 2 days in a row, i.e. for Yom Kippur. Zindachada, Ishtacha Kavasi Reb Nachman. One time Reb Nachman was by him, and Yosef B'Tanisa Kul Yome, Ad Zikipuri, right, so he fasted all Yom Kippur. And Laorta, the next morning, right, also Hu Gavra, and somebody came. Oh, I guess somebody came from Eretz Yisrael. And Amar Leih, he said to him, "L'machar Yom Rabba b'Marava." Well, tomorrow's Yom Kippur, right? Meaning that again, the Babylonians they messed up the calculations. Amar Leih, "Mehechad." He said, "Where are you from?" Amar Leih, "Midemharia." I'm from Demharia, which is also in Eretz Yisrael or near Eretz Yisrael. Amar Leih, and he said to him, to play on off the words of the play, is Damte Acharizo, you're killing me here. Right? Like my blood will be my end. Right? Kari Leah, Kalim Hayu Rod Feini, right? My they're running after me. Kalim that my end is running after me. You're causing me to fast another day. Shalach le Ravuna bar Avin the Rava. Ravuna bar Avin sent a shayla to Rava, and he asked, "Kan chazis demeshchat chufas teves at shitzar benisan avra lahi shatzar v'lo tachushla." If for whatever reason you determine that the solstice. The season, I guess, is probably a better word. The solstice is a single day, but the seasons, meaning the winter in Teves, right, is going all the way to Nisan. So make sure you get an extra month in there, meaning make sure you're ma'abar the year, make it an ibriyur, and then you don't have to worry about it. Meaning, and don't feel bad. Meaning that's the din. And if you see that the winter is extending, right, so then you gotta stretch it out. Because right, make sure you watch over, right, and guard the spring, and i.e. talking about Pesach, right, and the month of Pesach, right, it has to happen in the spring. Shmor Aviv Shel Tkufa Sheheh B'Chodesh Nisan, right, make sure that the spring is in Nisan, right. Amar Lehu Rav Nachman Lanu Nechusei Yoma. Now Rav Nachman said to sailors. Sailors, we're talking about messengers going out to the lands, right? The sailors who were at sea for long periods of time, they would not necessarily get any information about where, when they were Mekadesh Chodesh. So Nachman said to the sailors, "Asim Dolo Yadisa Bekviz Diarcha," or you guys who don't know when the month, in terms of when Rosh Chodesh is declared, "Ki Chazisu Siara Dimashlam Lioma Biru Chamira." Let's say it's Nisan. And you have to know when to get rid of your chametz. So when you see that the moon, not the sun, the sira is the moon. The moon is setting. At sunrise. Meaning when the moon again, underratedly, that the moon is right. That the moon. People think that the sun is during the day and the moon is at night. It's not really true. That the moon is not always visible, and sometimes the moon is visible during the day. So he said, when you see the sun, when you see the moon. Being finished with its, the time when it's in the sky, mamash at sunrise, so that apparently is the middle of the month, and then you should start burning the chametz. The Gemara says, well, 1 second, emas mashlem b'chamisar, but apparently that happens on the 15th of the month, right? The problem is, and that's too late, right? That's Pesach, right? V'anam me'arbeser me'varinan. And, we burn our chametz on the 14th, right? Why, that's a day late, they're going to mess up. So the Gemara says, "L'zutu d'maglulu alma bar beiser mashlim." No, for people at sea, right, and everything is available to them. Right, all you can see everything. They have the clearest, line of sight to obviously to the horizons, etc. So they're able to see that it actually finishes on the 14th. But for us, in the landlocked, and we have mountains and we have buildings and other stuff. So that we are not able to tell exactly, and that for us, the moon, it seems like the moon sets at sunrise only on the 15th. Okay, new Mishnah now. Al Shnei Chodashim Mechalas the Shabbos Al Nisan Ve'al Tishrei. There are only 2 months where Edom or Mechalas Shabbos, not to come testify that they saw the new moon. The only 2 months we do that for is Nisan and Tishrei. Why? Shavuot Shluchim Yotzim, because that was the month when they sent out messengers, and it's very important to get the testimony in Beis Din, and as soon as they can, this is important for them to be Mechal Shabbos. Yeah, can exactly be Mechal Shabbos, again, in terms of traveling, and to go testify that they saw the new moon. Yotzim the Surya, I'm sorry, they go out to Surya, but Uvehem Metaktim is among others. And through those Edim, that's when we set up the holidays, right? That's how we set up the Yom Tovim. So that's very important information. We could even Edim to come to testify and Beis Din that they saw the new moon. It could even be Mechal Shabbos for all the months. What do you have in the other months during the time of the Beis Hamikdash? So obviously, Mipnei Takanas HaKorban, because, right, you have to know what Korban to bring, right, on every single day, each day. Right, so to make sure that they brought the korban of Rosh Chodesh, etc., right? You have the shear that the Levim had to bring as well, sing as well. So that's that was important information you needed to be mechalal Shabbos to get that information. So Al Beis Chodashim Vesulo. The Gemara says, 1 second. Really, you sent out messengers for 2 months. Right? We sent out 2 months. We mechalal Shabbos, and we sent out messengers to Surya, and that's how they fixed the holidays, right? Okay. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? 2 months or minhu? I'll bring a shayla. Al Vav Chodashim Shluchan Yotzin. On 6 months. Is when the shluchim go out. Summer, meaning the 6 months are what's it called? What are the 6 months? Didn't we? 1 second. Hold on. We said that before. Where is that? Yeah, on your ches. On 6 months. Av because of the fast. What was it? I forget already. Okay, I'm not gonna look right now. But there, the Tepashas is where we learned a couple days ago that there are 6 months where they go out. So the Amar Abayi says, "Hachikamar al kulam shluchim yotzim mi be'erev al Nisan v'al Tishrei ashiyish mu mipid beizdin mekudosh." That's what we mentioned before. That if it's obvious that which day is going to be Rosh Chodesh, let's say it was Edom didn't come at all. So Mimaroshach, the 31st day is going to be Rosh Chodesh. So at that point, the Edom can just, they're out. They can go, leave the night before, start spreading the news, right? That's when the Rosh Chodesh is. But for Tishrei and Nisan, there's a special din that they need to hear Mekudosh Mekudosh from the mouth of the Beis Din. And Beis Din only sits there in the morning, so they could only start traveling the following morning. Tanya Mihachi, we also learned that. Baisa, Akulan Yotzin Mi Be'erev, Al Nisan Al Tishrei, Ashi Yishmu, would be Beis Din Mekudosh. Okay. Fine, that's exactly what we just said. Tanur Rabbanan went on to Rabbi Sam. Minayin shemechal in alein asa Shabbos. How do you know that you should be mechal Shabbos to come testify in Beis Din? Well, that's, again, theoretically, it doesn't seem like something that you should be mechal Shabbos for. Tam alomar, ilam modei Hashem, et sher tikru osam b'moadam. These are the holidays. Sher tikru osam b'moadam. You have to declare them b'moadam, at their time. I mean, that's crucial. That's what we learn. As Rashi says, right? That's what we learn. That you could be Mechal Shabbos even, just to be to crew some of Ma'adam to make sure they happen on the right time. Yachol kishem shemechal anachi is kachu kach mechal anachi kaimu yis kaimu. Right? You might have thought that just like it can be Mechal Shabbos for Edom to come to Beis Din to testify when the new moon is, so you can also be Mechal Shabbos. The messengers could also go out, right? And they can be Mechal Shabbos as well. No. The pasuk says to call them out, meaning to designate, to set aside, not set aside, to establish what Rosh Chodesh is, that you can be Mechal Shabbos. Al kriyasa nazom osa mechalal, but v'yeta mechalal kiyuman, but we're not going to be Mechal Shabbos to make sure that everybody in the world is able to keep it at the right time. Okay. V'kshayi beis hamikdash kayim mechalin af al kulan v'pnei takanas ha-korban, right? We said Tanur Rabbanan. We learned in Abraisa, right, that v'rishono hayu mechalin af al kulan. Right? Back in the day, originally, right, again, like we learned in the Mishnah, there would be Mechal Shabbos for all of the months, for the Eidim to come to Beis Din to make sure we have the right korban. Mishachar Beis Hamikdash, after Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, so Amar Lahen Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was metaken that v'chiyesh korban hitkinu shelo yu mechalan. Sorry, v'chiyesh korban. What is it? Is it rhetorical? V'chiyesh korban. What? There's no. Is there a korban that we need to get right? No. So hitkinu shelo yu mechalan el nisan ve'al tishrei bavad. So you set up that he would only be mechal Shabbos for Nisan Tishrei, because we had to get the holidays, the Moadim right. Okay, so new Mishnah now. Bein Shenira Ba'alil, Bein Shenira Shalom Nira Ba'alil. Regardless, says the Mishnah, of whether the moon was very clearly visible or not so clearly visible, still, Mechalin Alav is a Shabbos, regardless of how visible the moon was. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says no. In Nira Ba'alil, if it was clear and obvious, it's a clear night, everybody can see it. Everybody can see the new moon, so ein mechal on olav is a Shabbos. You can't be mechal Shabbos to go travel to Yerushalayim to testify that you saw the new moon, because pashtus is that if you can see it in Tel Aviv, you can see it in Yerushalayim as well. Again, if it's a clear and obvious night. There's a story that there were 40 pairs of witnesses heading out in Rabbi Akiva in Lod, which is near Tel Aviv, right? So he stopped them. He said, "You know what? You guys hang out here. We don't need you to go. Don't bother. Right? If it's that obvious that 40 groups of witnesses are going, stick around. Don't go anywhere." So Shalach Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said back to him, "Well, in Akiva Tzad Sarabim, Nimtzeis Machshil Lasidlovo." He said, Rabbi Gamliel said, "Yeah." Excuse me. Sorry about that. He said, "Wait, okay, I get it that you don't need them today, but you may need them in the future." So, because again, if people get ready, "Oh, I saw the new moon, let's head out." Then Rabbi Kiva, you tell them not to go. So they'd be like, next time they'd be like, they didn't need me last time. So I'm just not going to go this time. So that's going to mess up the futures, Rabbi Gamliel says. So you might as well let them all travel. My mashma, the high olah lishma de miglihu. Okay, now we said whether the moon is clear or not, right? We use the word alil to teach me that it means clear, that it's obvious. So where do you get that from? So Amar Rabbi Avo, and Rabbi Avo says, the pasuk says, Amar Kra, right? Imros Hashem, Imros, Tahoros Kesef Tzaruf Ba'alil, La'aretz Mezukak Shivasayim. Again, Tzaruf Ka'alil, that Kesef is Kesef Tzaruf Ba'alil, Kesef Tzaruf is pure silver, Ba'alil, which is, again, I guess a high, very high quality. Okay, Rabbi Shmuel, Chadamar Machokas, Rabbi Shmuel say that whether, well, I guess, okay, is there like a fix here? Okay, maybe not Chadamar, but either way. Rabbi Shmuel, Chadamar, let's just go with that. Rabbi Shmuel, Chadamar, Nun Shari Bina Nivru Ba'olam, Bechula Nitin Lemoshe Chasar Echad. And there were 50 types of Bina, of understanding, given to the world. Moshe got 49 of them. Shneimar, as Pasuk says, V'atach Tzaru Me'at Me'okim. And he was just a little bit less. Well, obviously not really, but he a little bit less. Moshe understood Moshe came so close to understanding Kosh Baruch Hu, but he was missing a little bit. And then the pasuk says, "Bikesh Koheles Lemtzo Divrei Chayfetz." That Koheles Shlomo, right? Shlomo, Bikesh Lemtzo Divrei Chayfetz. He wanted to find these words of that he wanted to. Meaning, what does that mean? Bikesh Koheles Leos Kamoshe. Right? Meaning, he wanted to be as smart and as understanding as Moshe Rabbeinu. So yes, the Baskol ve'Amrlo Uksov Yosher Divrei Emes, meaning that it's not happening. Meaning the Emes stick is already the Emes Poshet Pshat is already written in the Chumash, because it says V'lo Kam Navi Obi Yisrael Kamoshe, because it says there will never be anyone like Moshe, so cut it out. V'Chadamer, and that's I guess according to the other one says that no, Banavim Lo Kam, but Malachim Kam. Right? Well, the Pasuk says there will never be a prophet like Moshe, but maybe. Again, I guess that's what Shlomo was hoping, that there could be a king that would be like Moshe. Aye, so if you tell me that he couldn't attain Moshe's, what's it called? Elama ani mekayim bikesh kolos l'mtzo divrei chayfetz. And if you're telling me that, what's his name, was not able, meaning, according to the second mandamer, that Shlomo could get up to Moshe, so what does it mean that he wanted to try and attain that level of chachma? So my answer is Bikesh Kohelas Ladun Dinim Shabalev Shaloba Idim Shaloba Astra. It doesn't mean that he tried to get to Moshe's level and he couldn't get there, because we're understanding that he did get there. What it means is that he wanted to judge court cases without Idim and Astra, without witnesses and testimony. So therefore, in that point, Yatzav Baskal Vamralo, that point the Baskal came out and said, Ksov Yosher Divrei Emes Al Pishnai Medim. Right, the Ksov Yosher Divrei Emes, that's already written in the Torah, Emes Tekepshah, that Al Pishnai Medim, that you need to use Edim. You can't just judge these cases on your own. Okay, Shkara Kodor Rabosa, we'll invite you on the Shas tomorrow. We'll be supposed to finish the Parak tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.